Pepper, and this is State of Play. A couple weeks ago at Big Brother, you had Steve with the Big Brother household. Now, he won the show, and he won $500,000. But a lot of people have been wondering throughout the course of the event, especially the people that get to see the unedited version of the show, is whether or not he had any sort of mental ailment, whether it was Asperger's, some sort of autism, something to that effect, because he didn't exactly behave socially well with everybody in the sandbox. And when he did have his emotional outbursts, they shall be a little bit extreme. But everybody kept him to the end because they thought that he was going to be the person to beat. And ironically enough, the person to beat, so to speak, knocked out the real person to beat, which was Vanessa Russo, and that's how he won the title and $500,000. But let's focus less on the win and more of who Steve is. Even that more on what autism is. During the process of game shows, you've always had people that have come in with different physical disabilities. And you can look quickly to the first season of Big Brother when Eddie won the money despite the fact that he only had one leg. You've had people do very well on game shows with their difficulties. You've had hearing-impaired people that have played. Obviously, you've had Blind Contestant Week on Pyramid and other shows. So having people coming in with physical ailments isn't something new to game shows. But having people with mental impacts has been. In addition to Steve, there's not many other people that you can say that have those sort of impairments that have been on shows. You can look at Price is Right. They have that on more than one occasion where you've had people that are clearly autistic, been on the show, and have done very well for themselves. But you don't have that in a traditional game show setting, and you certainly don't have that in a reality game show setting. Until now. And my question is, what took them so long? For every horror story that you hear about somebody with a mental illness committing some sort of heinous crime, you have thousands of people that live in their lives like anybody else that unless you knew, you wouldn't know better. Obviously, part of my club in the bowling world from the Good Brothers, we have people in our club that have mental, don't want to say mental illness because it really isn't that. It's something different. Asperger's, is that a mental illness? I don't know. You look at it, we have a couple of people in our club. I have someone that has Asperger's that all he did was turn around and win first place last week in an art competition that he's had his stuff that's gone national. He also is a damn good bowler. He came, I believe, in the quarterfinals of our King of the Hill. So you have people that have, shall we say, maybe limited mental abilities, but you can't even say that either. Someone with Asperger's is somebody that has mental abilities. And even in certain aspects, I would say that they're even more refrained or more refined, I should say, than normal human people. If you've ever seen him draw, and I'm not going to use his name, but if you've ever seen him draw, it's miles better than what I can do or what most people of any ability can do. So I look at it as if you have Asperger's or any other, shall we say, ability that people think is outside the norm. It's not necessarily that they're mentally ill, they just see things differently than what we do. And at the end of the day, maybe that ability is what enabled Steve to win Big Brother. So it's about time that you have these people that are coming in, and maybe based on this, we should be able to see more of them. But maybe the problem isn't them. Maybe the problem is when we can't see what they are seeing. Just something to think about. This is Gordon Pepper, and this is State of Play.